Calling all youth. January 8. For thou art my hope, O Lord God, thou art my trust from my youth. Jesus calls to every wanderer, my son, give me thine heart. The youth cannot be happy without the love of Jesus. He is waiting with pitying tenderness to hear the confessions of the wayward, and to accept their penitence. He watches for some return of gratitude from us, as the mother watches for the smile of recognition from her beloved child. The great God teaches us to call him Father. He would have us understand how earnestly and tenderly his heart yearns over us in all our trials and temptations. The young should be constantly growing in grace, and in a knowledge of the truth. The Creator of all things, with whom are all the treasures of wisdom, has promised to be the guide of their youth. He who has conquered in their behalf all the powers of evil asks for their homage. There can be no higher knowledge than the knowledge of him whom to know aright is life and peace, no purer, deeper affection than the love of our Savior. There are temptations on every hand to ensnare the feet of the unwary. Ungodly, corrupt youth exert a strong influence to lead others into forbidden paths. These are among the most successful agents of Satan. The lovers of the world will often approach under a garb of friendship, and attempt to introduce its customs and practices. Let every true soldier stand ready to resist these allurements. Satan attacks us at our weak points, but we need not be overcome. The assault may be severe and protracted, but God has promised help for us, and in his strength we may conquer. The precepts and promises of God's word will arm you with divine power to resist the enemy. Satan will be baffled and defeated when he finds the heart preoccupied with the truth of God. We need also to be often found at the throne of grace. Earnest, persevering prayer, uniting our human weakness to omnipotence, will give us the victory.